Officially, I'm known as Dr. Robert Strauss. I'm the artistic director of the Rochester Gay Men's Chorus, which means that I'm responsible for not only conducting the rehearsals and the concerts, but picking out the music and really anything artistic, guest musicians, the way the stage looks, and so on and so forth. In 1982, there were five friends who got together who enjoyed singing and were gay men at the same time and started this chorus. But these five men got together and not just said, we like to sing, we're going to be in our living room singing, but also that they would go out into the community and say, we're a chorus. And not only say that, but go beyond that and say, we're a gay men's chorus, is hugely courageous. So here we are, almost 30 years later, and the chorus has kept going. It's more than five members. We're at about 45, I'd say, right now. I think at its largest, the chorus has been 60. We do three concerts a year. We do community outreach. We march in the Gay Pride Parade in the summer. We've sung at the Image Out Festival. And just ways that we can still be a part of the larger community and fulfill the mission statement of the chorus, encouraging social acceptance through excellence in the choral arts. The level of musical training of the members varies greatly. Some people can read music backwards and forwards, know what all of the dots and squiggles and lines mean, and I can just hand it out to them and they can go from there. Some of them, it's just a bunch of nonsense. They can read the words and they can sing it back after it's been played at them a couple of times. It's not like the professional choruses in town where they are expected to be trained. They are expected, there's a very strict, perhaps, attendance policy and whatnot. We, I think, have a wider range of experience within the chorus. Perhaps it's a stereotype for gay men to be able to put on a great show. And sometimes stereotypes exist for a reason, but not all gay men have fashion sense or can dance or can put on a good show or can decorate a house. But the Rochester Gay Men's Chorus certainly knows how to put on a really, really entertaining show and show that we accept ourselves, we enjoy ourselves.
Go out and tell our story, let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you, make them hear you. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear you, make them hear you. And say to
look at PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, a support group for parents and friends to understand, to accept, to promote that and marriage equality. Sometimes I'm intimidated by these other things. We're not a service organization in that way, although we've got a similar mission. But we, in our own way, are our own It Gets Better. We, as gay men, can get together, we accept each other, we can perform for people who accept us. This is what, you know, to the teens, to the 20s, it's okay. Be who you are, be who you want to be, and if you like, you can be it with us, and we'll perform.